Alice Sutopondruf, El Pandur Kuperna, Divine Guidance, Ifosom Trufu, Alakuis Fairlan, Taiwan, Yufu, Pandur Su.
Patricia McNair, your host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. If you are bursting to embrace and strengthen your connection to your divine guidance, your whole being, this is the show for you. Join me the first and third Wednesday of the month at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to discover the amazing gift of the universe that is you? On Divine Guidance with Patricia, Spirit and I will trigger you to embrace and validate the light that you are. On my show, I will bring you thought-provoking, inspiring messages designed to ignite a spark of spiritual awareness, the first step to becoming a whole being. Join me on Divine Guidance with Patricia and discover your gifts and awaken your true sense of self to embrace and empower your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. Divine Guidance with Patricia starts now.
Welcome to Divine Guidance with Patricia. Kind of feel like I was riding a horse for 10 years and got kicked off and I'm sitting back on it again. It's a really unique feeling to go through life and live it, not just watch it from the sidelines. There's been a lot happening in my life in the last year, and I'm sure there's been a lot happening in yours. Good to see you made it through it. Give yourself a tap on the back for anything you've endured, encumbered in the last year. I sure hope your families are safe and well, and that perhaps in the last year I've learned more of what my true covered up fears. I've been really good at defense mechanisms for the world, and I realize in the last year I've been really good at my own defense mechanism. Not really hiding, not even know I was hiding behind some leftover fears. So the universe, I thank you, not for all the suffering that the world has gone through, but for this pause in fear. That's allowed us to take an honest look at us, not just me, but people that I communicate with, people that choose to communicate with me. I thank you. And I thank myself for being honest enough to take a deeper look. And that's what my show is all about, you know, being your whole being. And your whole being doesn't always look pretty. Let me tell you, your whole being can look like icky. Oh, there's a spot there I need to take a look at. And that's okay. That's absolutely okay. I've been around the spiritual world in this form for a very long time, sitting in the background and stepping up beside and sometimes taking center stage. Doesn't matter which position we play. We always are playing us. And in the write-up about the show, I mentioned that the fabric that makes up who you are. You know, I feel really strongly that 20 years ago, that fabric was a quilt. And there were more patches connected to each other. And it was a beautiful flowing thread that you could hold on to. And if you ran out of floss or a needle, someone on the other patch would have it. I grew up in a community where farmers were important. They were the center of the community. Could always find a job as a young person. I remember riding my bicycle, going to the different fields, and I got tired of picking rock, then I would go down a couple miles down the road and work for another farmer picking beans. there was always something to do, and there was always a place that you could go to, another patch in your quilt, so to speak, that came together and connected, you know, and communities were vibrant then. I didn't really appreciate it, because it seemed like in communities everyone knew how to tell on you. Before you got home on your bicycle, everyone knew what you'd done if you did something wrong. That's just the childish look at community. As an adult, I look back at the community and I see how everyone had everyone's back, how everyone actually cared. Not everyone was a nosy Nora that just wanted to squeal on you. There are some very caring, loving people. And it was okay, you know, for the people who lived at 24 Brunswick to speak out if they saw you in danger, or to say, hey, you know, get off the road, love. They cared, and there was no resentment in me and my fellow friends when somebody, you know, said, hey, there's something to look out for. It was a bigger family then. It was a way of living and being connected. And in the last 20 years, I can see that, wow, no matter how hard I try to get community going, that's a difficult task. A lot of people claim, oh, we're all in oneness. Oh, we're all part of this oneness. And that's what you hear in the spiritual community. Other communities, oh, we're all this, we're all that. It's really difficult to actually hit that. It's really difficult. You see some very, very, very caring, loving beings. I do, anyways. And they're off on their own. And it's just, there's such a division on so many levels. It got me thinking, where's this division? Where's it stemming from? Now, I don't know where it's stemming from for anyone else. I don't know what's going on for anyone else. So I had to take a look at, where is this division stemming from me? Patricia, what's going on here? Because I more than love everyone to be, I mean, that's my heart set, to be connected. People not have to be in competition if you know spirit better. Closer to the creator. Yep, that's me. No. I've never, ever, ever wanted to be a part of that. But I so long and want to be a part of a world where people can be who they are and still be kind, not always agree, have different cultures and thoughts, dances and songs and ways to celebrate being one. What would that world look like for me? And why isn't it here in my life? What is it that's deterring that? I still don't have that answer. If you do, call me. 1-800-TRISH. I'd love to know. But I'm getting there. You know, we're responsible for us. I'm responsible for Patricia. I'm not responsible for my husband. I love my child. I'm not responsible for every action and choice and deed of another being. But I am responsible for me. And in that responsibility, and taking the question of where I have not been able to succeed in this oneness circle that I've always dreamt of. And I know other people have dreamt about it because I see it in their writings and I hear it in their songs and I listen to it in their teachings and their sharings. I mean, it's there. The words are there. I'm not alone. I guess I have oneness in that. I'm not alone. And that wanting, that willingness, that there's like a knowing of it. Where is it? Where is it? I haven't found it. Have I found it within me? Am I oneness with Patricia? I like to think of him. That's my goal. Am I oneness with all that is? I say I am. I certainly strive to follow divine guidance in a world that really doesn't adhere to that or recognize that or even like that in some cases. That's okay. That's never really bothered me. Because I know I'm the keeper of my own soul. I'm the keeper of my own journey. And I'm responsible for it. Can't go to the creator and say, oh, my husband said I need to, creator would say, okay, sure. And what did you say? Well, oops. So no matter what's happening with those around you, it's your partner, your lover, your friend, your mother, your father, your doctor, your lawyer. No matter what's shared with you, it's your right and your responsibility to take it back to you. And yeah, it's really tough when there's conflict in that. When what you're being given doesn't settle with you. Doesn't jive. Doesn't jive at all. And so let's take a look at some of the fabrics of the soul, or this journey, or how I put it. The quilt. So a part of that fabric is, you know, if I were to look at my life skills section, my facilitator section of Patricia, it would be personal development. And personal development would stem from me, honesty, integrity, hard work, perseverance. Never giving up. My husband likes to say that I am the world's most optimist. And even that's been scattered a bit in the last 6 months for sure. But I'm regaining it and settling back in. Other pieces of the fabric would be responsibility, cooperation. Sharing, taking divine action. There's a lot of different fabrics. There's a lot of different things that make up that fabric. And I'm just not seeing some of that fabric. I'm not seeing it in my everyday life. So, you know, it may be time. Pick up the sewing machine, which I've always wanted to learn how to sew. I've got a brand new sewing machine up in the cupboard, and I've asked so many people to help me. And it's something that I don't want to do on YouTube. I like to just share a cup of tea with somebody and pull out threads, run over my finger a few times, and learn how to sew and have that joy. So we're coming up to our first break. And the fabric that makes up us, not only as individuals, but as a whole, as a human race. So those fabrics, I think I'm seeing some of those become unraveled in the last 20 years. And some of the words and the actions changed. But are they saying something different? So after my first break, we'll come back and we'll start discussing intent. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
While standing in line to pay for lunch, I heard a young man say to the lady next to him, "It's okay, I'll pay for you." I assume they were together. But in the ensuing conversation, it became clear that they didn't know each other. The young man said, I try to do something for someone else every day. Today, you're it. He smiled. So did the lady. So did I. So did everyone who heard. This is a great example of Mahatmyam, having a great soul. This greatness of soul is infectious. It spreads. That young man's action delighted everyone there. That lady has a story to share with her friends and family. I'm now sharing it with you. Random acts of kindness are incredibly powerful. It's the power of a great soul, Mahatmyam. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this greatness together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Do you have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Minku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithadd.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Grace your space with flair. Dragon Art to Soothe Your Soul by Colette Marie Steffen is available now. Colette invested an average of 6 months on each painting. Her piece titled Courage took 3 years to complete. The paintings are printed with the latest technology to best capture the true essence of the paintings. Browse the 64 dragons and dragonflies and order your paintings today at talesfromthevector.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Divine Guidance. I'm Patricia, your host. I was going on about the fabric of your soul, fabric of your journey, fabric of what makes up who you are. And what I feel personally has become unraveled in that fabric in the last 20 years. And I sat here because I usually do my pros and cons and my checklist. And I really, really came back several times to one part. One part is intent. You know, when I first hear the word intent out of the blue and I haven't heard it for a while, I kind of chuckle because it's like, and Jacob was telling me about his recent wedding. And I still chuckled again because what are your intentions with my daughter? Is the intent that comes to mind when you first hear the word after so long. And I was thinking of that last night and chuckling, and this beautiful producer here shares that he just got married a little while ago. So I wish him and Rachel the best. So intent comes back to, well, what is intent for you? What is intent for me? Now, intent is, for me, can mean a lot of different things. Like if I'm really being honest with myself or not, that's the intent. If what I'm working on and through, my intent is to actually do it. And not try to fluff it, not try to get away with things, and not try to hack fast it, then I'm putting my intent into what I've decided to do and what action I'm to take. And how can I go on and on and on about intent? Well, let's take a really deep look at it. And that's one of my favorite things, having a conversation with anybody. It's okay, let's go deeper here. So you have intent, which means that if you fully counter back in what you're doing and check your intent, you know, you can check your honesty and you're still maybe getting away with some stuff within your own being. Like I said, during the last year, I didn't realize I'd done a lot of healing work in my life. But I didn't realize some of the subtle fears that I had a really good defense system clouding and not available for me to see and really good at doing that, more so than I'd like to be at. And so going deeper to take a look at what your intent is, you know, your truth is your truth. If you have integrity, you have integrity. But if you're not balanced with what your intent is in what you're doing, what you're thinking, how you're feeling, where you're going, all those other beautiful, beautiful objectives, you can be doing it to the best of your ability. You can be as honest as you can really be as honest as you can be. You can be as hold as much integrity as you can. You can take the strongest action. You can do the hardest work. You can dance the best dance that you can dance. But how many times in things that I've been doing in the last couple of years have I really checked back to my intent? Well, I used to do it automatically. I used to do it automatically, like, when's my intent? And then, you know, go through a hard patch with somebody, but know that my, you know, my intent. And that would be my saving grace, what my intent was. If I got misunderstood, or even if I did it the wrong way, or not the way that I had intended to do it, it made a big difference. It made a big difference on every level of my life when I was able to be honest with myself and check my intent. Now, 90% of the time, my intent is natural, because I live in a way that I live and I follow spirit as best as I can. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. I'm not an angel. I can do stuff and mess up. And yeah, just like the rest of anybody else, I have a belly button and I have a bum. I just choose to show my belly button more than my bum. With that said, checking your intent, feeling your intent. What is your intent? And I realize when I work with people, when people are sharing things with me, one of the parts that I start off with in becoming whole or recognizing and honoring, feeling and being, that whole being, has so many different levels. As to ask and command and pray and recognize and learn and remember all the words you want to throw at it, what is your specific purpose and intent? What is your purpose and intent for being here? What is your purpose and intent for walking in form? Why did you choose to be here? What was the intent for you coming? When I get back to that basic, when I get back to that understanding that I carry, that I have, that I do my best to live by, it's a pure purpose and intent for being. So if connecting us to our whole being is derived from our pure purpose and intent, then what a way for us as individuals, human beings, to check each level, each stage of that every day. Was I in line with my pure purpose and intent? Was my intent aligned with why I'm here? What I choose to bring, what I choose to receive, what I choose to remember, what I choose to share. It's what I did today. When people say, if I can go to bed and know that, you know, I've done the best I can do, harm nobody, and I've done everything that I could do in this day. Wow, that's a mouthful, and that's great. And I love that. What if we were to check if her full purpose and intent, if we gave as much of our full purpose and intent for being here today? Did I do that? You know, sadly, I find that it's very hard to do that through the whole day. It's very hard to hold myself in check with that. So how am I going to realize and bring that with me in my whole being throughout my whole day? Is there a magic wand I can wave, or magic stone I can hold? How can I bring that forward? How can I make sure that all those checks are held? You know, if they're held for me for a whole day, how can I do that? What would be an amazing way to ensure, number one, that I know what my purpose and intent is? Because that seems to be the question of the universe. Is my purpose and intent the same every day? Is my purpose and intent the same as I grow, as I open, as I awaken, as I remember? I'm a true believer that there's so much diversity, so many variables, so many principles. Wow. You know, I am so out there and so open in my heart, my soul, my mind. And I'm okay with that. It's taken a long time to be okay with that. What are the variables? What are the differences? What are the layers of your pure purpose and intent? Maybe we'll take a look at that right after this break. Thank you. See you in a few minutes.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Divine Guidance with Patricia. Today I'm bringing forward information on intent. And I kind of whipped it from life and fabric and quilts all the way back to what I usually do and bring it back to soul and spirit. That's me. That's what I do. So, bringing it back to deeper context, back to the fact that, you know, we came here for a specific purpose and intent. And I always say that, you know, I was standing in a circle and everybody else backed up and I got chosen to do this part. We all feel, you know, that we have something huge to do until we really, really realize that something huge to do is to be who we are, to bring in who we are into this form, into this dimension, into this frequency, and let it raise. Let it raise itself. Let it have the audacity to be different, and the freedom and the sovereignty to explore who we are on all levels, thus the whole being. And the whole being for me also includes what one of the workshops that I did, and I probably will take up doing again, is the soul, the levels of the soul, the divinities of the soul. We're here for a specific purpose and intent. And when the archangels and Metatron and Melchizedek gave that to me, to a very, very beautiful teacher, Miss Karen, in Oklahoma, when that was given to me, it was like, I'd heard those words whispered in my own being, in my own soul, and I didn't quite have the grasp of what it is. What's your purpose? Well, why are we here for one purpose? What's your intent? Well, I intend to be good. That was the simpler version of what it meant for me years ago. And now it's grown into something so much more. It's grown in my heart as the pedestal of joy, knowing that I, Patricia, chose to bring in a certain ray of consciousness with me, a certain divinity to stand in as truth, to bring that conscious, that energy, whether I have full knowing of it or not, whether I conquer it or not, in other words, just to know that I chose to bring this. For me, it's connection to Creator, it's divine truth. I can't get away with anything, even if I tried. And so I give up trying a long time ago. But to stand in the glory of who I am, my trials and tribulations in form, my successes and my sufferings, and mold them all together with this consciousness, with this frequency, with this ray of being that I chose to bring to this earth plane at this time. You know, and everyone says, well, and I say this, I catch myself saying this quite a bit, is, oh, I follow spirit. But the heck with that, I don't. I follow spirit. But I also have some intelligence of my own being on the soul level. Intelligence is not just on the physical form. Maybe that's another show. The intelligence that you bring in. And it's not just your spirit and your soul. It is your intent. Your intent of being. Your purpose and intent. They're two separate things. I never separated them as deep as I do now. My purpose. Well, my purpose. Wow. If I ever know my purpose, I think I'll be dead. Because purposes change. The main link and the main fabric stays there. But there's so many ways to fulfill your purpose. You know? Well, let's just say my purpose is joy. Well, okay, what would bring someone in form joy? Ice cream, maybe, singing, dancing. So those are all different purposes of joy. And yet each time that somebody whose purpose of joy happens, takes place, explodes, becomes energy, then that person is bringing that purpose to a fuller spectrum, to a fuller openness, to a fuller, for the consciousness of all oneness. So that's the purpose, the intent. Well, intent now to me is the divinity. The divinity that we bring in, some people bring in the divine consciousness, some people bring in divine wisdom, some people bring in divine healing, some people bring in divine freedom of autonomy. There are many divinities that a soul or being brings forward and steps into the form carrying that divinity, that intent. So if my intent that I brought in belongs with the divinity of divine love, well, why wasn't I loved all my life? Why wasn't I, wow, I should have been just so full of love all my life because I brought that. Or I'm bringing that part, which I carry, which I've been honored and humbled to bring in. I'm bringing in that part. So why hasn't there been a lot of love around? Why hasn't there been a lot of love in my life? Why have I always been so afraid of love? Wow, that came out, didn't it? That's okay. It's the way it's supposed to go. So, if my intent is to find love, and I check with everything that I do throughout the day, was it loving? Did I bring about what I needed to do this day with love? So if my intent is divine love, that is my divinity that I'm hoping to bring forward on this plane just by being here. When I made my food today, did I cook it with love? When I made my bed, did I sing and give thanks for the rest? When I got upset with my husband, did I see the love that we were sharing? Yes, there might have been friction, confusion, other energies in there, but did I see the love? Did I tap into that love? When I wasn't understood today, when people just took me the whole wrong way, did I see the love in that? Did I try to see what they were seeing? Did I try and understand why they might have taken it that way? How they might have taken it that way? Without taking responsibility for their perception of what I shared, did I still step into love and see their side? did I not beat up my being because somebody else didn't understand? Did I deliver it as loving and kind as I could? Did I back it up with that and not falter and fall for an argument? Or try to defend what I said or how I said it just so that they could get it from my own ego? Did I come back with love? And if that person that was on the phone yelling and screaming at me over a bill, did I send them love because they have a tough job? Did I understand that they were doing the job and they had to do the work? And perhaps they were talking to 20 other people who maybe weren't so kind. There's so much in a day that we go through, we carry, we experience. The choices that we have throughout the day are amazing. The responsibilities we have for those choices are even more amazing. Do we come at life with any intent at all anymore? As it becomes so fast and furious and confusing and frustrating, dissolved and divided, that we don't check our intent. Seems to me that there's a lot of people in the world today that would rather it's easier to assume. It's easier to step and go. It's a throwaway world. It's fast food. It's fast life. It's fast relationships. It's fast conversations. Oh, well, if you don't like it, I'm not going to get involved with that. That's got nothing to do with me. Where is the intent? Where is the pure purpose and intent for being? Where's the pure purpose and intent of oneness? What is oneness without intent? You know, I've been in this form a little bit, not just yesterday, and I've passed out of this form 7 or 8 times. A couple of times legally and physically, clinically, not here anymore. And each time that I come back with a reinforced frequency, a reinforced vibration of my purpose and intent. That doesn't just say that, oh, wow, look at me. I'm just dying for it now. No pun intended. No, I want to do my work. I don't know what all my work is. I don't even know if it's going to matter to anything more than extravagant than a walnut breaking on a stone. I don't have any projections at it. I'm not here to conquer, save the world. I'm not here to be the be-all, end-all of spirituality. I am not here to be anything other than me. But I will no longer sit back and be afraid to be successful sharing spirit. I'm truthful and I'm honest to spirit. I'm at a point in my life where I said many, many times that I trust spirit, but now I know spirit trusts me. And I think that really, really taking a close, strong look at what my purpose and intent is, even though I don't have all those answers yet, I know that I'm on alignment with my purpose and my intent, my pure purpose and intent. What that looks like on a whole, I'm but a fraction of it. But I can see my fraction. And I don't have all the information But I do have a soul that's singing when I sit and I call for my pure purpose and intent to be my guiding force, to assist me to be who I am, where I am, no matter who I'm around, no matter what I'm doing. So I thank Creator, our loving Creator, for that. But I also thank me. And it's important for all of us to thank ourselves for the work we do, for the journey, the choices, the decisions, the actions, the love. So I thank each and every one of you, I don't even know, for your part that is in alignment with my pure purpose and intent. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Divine Guidance with Patricia. Today's show has been about intent and the deeper part of intent, which is your pure purpose and intent for being here. If I could wish one thing, I would wish that that the light of who I am will always shine the intent of why I am. And I wish the best in that to everyone. So with that said, I'd like to give a little information about what I would like to do. My purpose and intent of doing this show is to share. I know in my whole being that there are messages, there's information that I'm to bring forward. I used to sing in bands and stuff, and grabbing the mic to sing was no problem whatsoever. And talking was always a gift. I loved to talk. But I like to talk about things that actually have some fabrication to them. I'm not one to just have an idle conversation about nothing, unless I'm to have a conversation with somebody while my spiritual teachers and their spiritual teachers do whatever is necessary, then that's okay. I know without a doubt I have something to offer and to share. I took a while, and even I have my days where I wonder, why do people want to hear me? I also like to be a vessel and a tool for spirit to come through. And have some airway and some time to talk to all of you. It's important. It's important that we governance, whatever that word is, with spirit as well as physical and mental and emotional. That balance needs to be returned to this planet. That we need to have people making decisions, including spirit, including the deeper part of who we are. Not that being physical isn't deep, it's deep, very deep. But being a whole being, striving to be a whole being, you know, sometimes my right leg might go to sleep and I need my other parts to hold that balance. So we're not always fully in spirit, we're not always fully in physical, we're not always fully in mind and heart. But if we can be balanced as a whole being, then we can maneuver those transitional parts, you know, every day. So I have something new that I'll be bringing forward to the show that I'm working on with the awesome team of Transformational Talk Network Radio. There's something in that. Amazing group. And I'm so blessed to work with them all. So I'm going to be bringing forward a segment of my show called Soul What Now? S-O-U-L, What Now? And it's an invitation for you, the listeners, to write in questions. Write in questions about soul, spirit, your whole being, physical, emotional. And let's open up the doors to your whole being, being sovereign, being comfortable in being who you are. So that will be coming pretty soon. We'll be announcing it and giving you the information of where to forward your questions to. And so a segment of my show will be the Soul What Now section and corner. Don't know what we're going to call it yet. Maybe you can email some good ideas in. We'll just take a look at what the questions, or maybe you have some good solutions for the world or for me. It doesn't always have to be a question. So yeah, that's coming up, and it's I'm really excited with that because I like interacting. That's why I like doing shows with guests, because we get to interact and you don't just hear me sitting here talking. So that's a way to bring it in forward. I've also got some really unique and wonderful guests lined up. Guests who will actually be doing their practicum or their practice or on the show. It'll be a live experience. That'll be neat. Just like one of my first shows was with the sound beings. They brought forward the 10-minute sound that you could go onto the show and record that 10 minutes and repeatedly have your own sound bath live. So that was interesting. So the shows are going to be more along those lines of actually bringing the whole experience during the show. So, and a couple other neat ideas that are coming up. I'm forever grateful and thankful to everyone who watches the show, takes time in. Say hello to Trish. I got some good feedback. Some feedback I don't know. I can't read it. It's in different languages, so I have to get a translator. But I've been getting some feedback anyways. and my purpose and intent. Holding on to that and carrying it through. It's like a very quick gauge. It kind of lets go of all the other ones and brings you into a full, do you feel that? Yeah. Just sit there and say it for a second with your eyes closed. What is, I want to be aligned to my pure purpose and intent. And then don't analyze it. Don't overthink it. Set me into divine action and motion now. So be it. That's the way it is. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for being a part of my day today. And we'll see you next time on Divine Guidance with Patricia. Creator's blessings.
Thank you for listening to Divine Guidance with Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Patricia McNair. Tune in next time to explore more challenges that can help you achieve your whole being. I know we are all capable of truly being whole, and with a little empowerment, anyone can access an entire universe of knowing that is just waiting to be explored. For more information about me and my services, visit divineguidance.earth. That's divineguidance.earth. See you next time, where together we focus on solutions for the whole being.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.